This is KCUR 89.3. Most Kansas City music fans know of Tech N9ne, the rapper who's a huge national name and who co-founded the locally based Strange Music label. But there's an up-and-comer in that world, and she is not a rapper. KCUR contributor Bill Brownlee spoke with 18-year-old Mackenzie Nicole ahead of her debut release. This is a preview of my love to
come. That's Mackenzie Nicole. Her brand of pop is dramatically different from Tech N9ne's aggressive rapping. Don't nobody want it, we hella hot at the moment. We're coming for all opponents and feel incredible, don't it? But Nicole's closer to Tech N9ne than she might sound. Her father is Travis O'Gwynn, who co-founded the Strange Music label with Tech N9ne.
Hip-hop is my life, like more than anything.
Her true story, however, is more complex than that, starting when she began taking opera lessons at 6 years old.
Learning how to sing technically correct and accurate is a huge, huge skill that I think really colors the way I experience music now.
Vocal lessons were just one part of Nicole's unusual childhood. She witnessed her father build a music empire.
The label started in the basement of my childhood home in a suburb in Blue Springs. And so we spent every single waking moment on Strange Music.
Nicole bonded with Tech N9ne as a child. She's watched the rapper place a record-breaking 19 albums in the top 10 of Billboard's Top Rap Albums chart.
Tech is like my uncle. Tech and I are extremely close personally, and he's my mentor professionally in a lot of ways. I point my best foot forward. I keep my family by my side. I sleep with what I open.
Nicole says that her vocal on the hook of We're Not Sorry is one of the favorite things she's recorded. The song reflects the theme of intense loyalty within the Strange Music family. Think about the world you'll be starting.
Come for my people, you'll be sorry. It's like The Godfather, but with rappers. Like, that's really kind of the environment and the general, you know, relationship network that we all share. It's very much a familial mob-type mentality, and that was something in We're Not Sorry that I wanted to bring to life. What do they do?
They label me evil. She hasn't embraced every element of Strange Music's culture. Much of the label's output requires warning labels due to graphic content. The off-color tone extends to water cooler talk at the label's headquarters.
Imagine that when you go to work every day, like, all your brothers and uncles, like, tell you their entire sex lives. It's very uncomfortable. That's what it feels like, and I hate it.
That hasn't prevented her from contributing to the lead track of Tech N9ne's new album, Planet. I hear you talking,
I'm so funny. So my favorite overall song is the one we just released, Habanero. Well, it was such a meaningful thing for me and Tech to get to do together, to be the first track on the biggest album of his career.
That single from the hit album seems to suggest Tech is passing the torch. In fact, Strange Music has started a new pop division, and it's counting on Nicole's album to break into that market. Nicole acknowledges the formidable challenge of her mission.
I'm an opera singer signed to a rap label that was inspired by a rock band. Like, there's everything but pop in my blood right now.
But she's clearly figured out the pop formula on her new record, The Edge. Don't talk to you or do I ignore you? While she's mature beyond her years, the record is filled with the pop staple of teen angst. I feel you looking into my soul.
All the songs are in part about one relationship. It was a like 2 year on and off thing that in the course of the 3 months this album was recorded, we were broken up, got back together, and broke up again. So you're actually hearing in real time me breaking up with this guy.
Pop music can seem trivial, but for Nicole, making and marketing The Edge is serious.
It's my job to make sure that my record is commercially viable. You know, it's my job to make sure I do a solid pop record.
Even if the record doesn't perform as well as the old guard at Strange Music hopes for, Nicole has another claim to the empire, a job she's been training for her entire life.
I sat in on every meeting. I was packing merch onto pallets when I was 8. I followed the tours my entire childhood. And there's nothing there that I haven't done, witnessed, or been a part of as much as I've been allowed to be.
At 18, Nicole has already earned the hip-hop version of an MBA. Whether she ends up as an unconventional pop star or a music mogul, one thing's guaranteed, Mackenzie Nicole has an extremely strange future ahead of her. For KCOR 89.3, I'm Bill Brownlee. You got me so anxious.